backstage. We were dancing to Taylor Swift, so we didn't hear him call our names. And then they were like, we called you.
Like, we are never, ever again getting back together.
That's what we were just doing.
Yeah. Not even about anyone either, which is like not as fun. Taylor Swift is so much fun when you hate someone.
Yeah.
Fuck it's, you, Dan, or whatever.
Didn't she do that whole album? Like she put secret hints as to which guys were like each song.
Which A-list movie star?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So much pain. To go to another A-list movie star. It's very hard.
Hi, everyone over there.
Oh. Man, you guys have the worst seats.
Shit.
Can you even see Kate at all?
Yeah, I can.
You can see. You can't see Kate at all. How do we adjust that? Do you want me? You want to move backwards just a little bit? You guys can see me. There you go. I'm much taller, so you guys can see me. What's the weed situation here? Is it? Do you have medical marijuana? You're like, his face was like, I got it. I get weed. It's fine over here. Do you guys have medical marijuana?
A little bit,
but
not as little.
What does that mean? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, in California, it's so hard to get. It's like, you have to like go to any corner where there's a green plus sign. There's more weed places than Starbucks. You go to any corner, and you have to circle an ailment on a worksheet, and then you have to wait in line for the pot. So it's really hard, I would say.
Yeah, it's a real conundrum, and we wrote a song about it.
Yeah, and here it is.
Everyone knows marijuana is dangerous, and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get a weed card unless something's really wrong. I'm gonna pay a visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. She hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. I thought I'd make supply to get legally high. Weed card, that's what I need. Hardly ever, okay, always. But it's not an addiction, cause my doctor gave me a prescription. You need your card for having headaches, bathrooms, or anxiety. For 15 drugs or alcohol, anorexia, or obesity.
Too bad to win, either way you win.
Carbon syndrome, colored one, and it gets a stutter ring, tooth decay, fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ.
You can smoke to quit cigarettes, for asthma, or you're ready to pop Tourette's.
It's a dream come true, there's nothing pot can do. Weed card, that's what I need. Hardly ever, okay, always. But it's not an addiction, cause my doctor gave me a prescription. I'll break it down now. Got back pain, need Mary Jane, can't handle this, need cannabis, got a stomach ache, got a waking dick, have an injury, need THC, get fucked up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty paws in case you need a diagnosis. It's not a crime, it's worth money time. Weed card, that's what I need. Hardly ever, okay, always. But it's not an addiction, cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Can I get a little bit less Ricky in my monitor?
Diva.
I like more of me.
Thank you.
We're very difficult.
We're real musicians that sound so rock and roll.
Yeah. More ukulele, please.
No, actually, it's made of
beat. No, not more ukulele. It's just so tinny, you know? It's just like, we don't need more.
No, there's plenty.
You can hear it, yeah.
Plenty in this little thing. Should we just go right into the next one?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know...
Sure, let's play a song.
Let's give the people what they want. I don't know, is that what you want? What do you want, talk? Should we talk? How's your day? So, yeah, this song is about when you run into someone and they totally know who you are and you're like, ugh.
And then, like, we're all, like, terrible actors, so we're like, oh, my God, and they're like, you don't know who I am, do you? And then you get caught and you're like, fuck, I don't like this feeling. So we wrote a song about that.
You say hello, and I say hello back. You say it's nice to see me again. Crap. This conversation just keeps going. Want to get through this without you knowing? You can see it in my eyes. My calculating bullshit lies. You look at me so appalled, because I don't recognize you at all. Now am I an asshole, or are really cunty, or is there just nothing memorable about you? Well, even if I'm arrogant and totally suck, I'm still landing on the ladder because your plan is fucked. I don't know who you are, I don't have a freaking clue, so get a catchphrase, get an accent, fuck your face up with a tattoo. Okay, so I find someone that you know that I don't know, so there you go, you don't even look a little familiar to me, and I blame you. To you a lot, this can't be the first blankster that you've got. Your single desert without a mirage, or on the court in a parking garage, or camouflage on camouflage, or dumb white guy on entourage. You've chosen no form of expression, yet expect to make an impression. Now, am I a shithead, or are you just bull? Hey, I think that question is pretty fair. Now, you're looking at me like I just dropkicked a baby, but I won't run over you anyway, so I don't care. Your overwhelming averageness is such a drag. Fix the situation or wear a name tag. I don't know who you are, not even a little bit, so carry nunchucks, adopt a black kid to make people give a shit. Okay, so fine, so now you know that I don't know, so here you go. You don't even look a little familiar to me, and I blame you.
Drunk lady in the front of, like, she was like in the front balcony, just
she couldn't yelled. Take it. She couldn't take the silence. She did not like it.
And she went, "Stop it!"
And so we did it for like ever.
So long.
And we did it for like 2 minutes.
But we stared right at her. We were just like, no. But then later she was in the lobby throwing up, so.
Oh, right! We love hecklers because it's like, it doesn't happen that often, but it's this like amazing gift that we just get to riff on the entire show.
Yeah.
So we're like, thank you. You gave us something totally new.
Yeah. I doubt she remembers that night. She might be here and she'd be like, who was that lady? you want to get into the...
another song? Yeah.
This one? Yep. Okay.
I'm ready.
Is anyone here pregnant?
You are? What's your name?
Castell.
This song is for you.
Pregnant women are smug. Everyone knows it. Nobody says it because they're pregnant. F inside of a gun. You think you're so deep now, you give me the creeps now that you're pregnant. I can't count all the ways how. Speaking cliches now.
So, do you want a boy or a girl?
Oh, it doesn't matter as long as it's healthy.
Really? No one in the history of time has ever had to pick between a
healthy
one.
As long as it's healthy. I can't wait to hear someone say, don't care if it's brain dead, don't care if it's limbless, if it has a penis. Pregnant women are smug, and everyone knows it, nobody says it because they're pregnant. This end world you're enjoying makes you really annoying.
So is it a boy or a girl?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
What are you gonna name it?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling.
Who's the father?
Oh, we know, but we're not telling. Bitch, I don't really care. I'm taking the light now since you're in my life now that you're pregnant. You say you're walking on air. You think you're blowing, but you've been hoeing, and now you're pregnant.
got a degree, I moved.
Yeah, everything seems so trivial now that I'm pregnant.
I also built that nuclear fusion reactor.
You know, I can't even really remember what I did before I was pregnant. Everything just seems so meaningless.
She goes, are you in the running? He was in the running. He was just happy to be there, I guess.
And then, remember the time we were in Portland and we were on the morning news and we got in trouble?
Oh yeah, we got cut from the broadcast. Because we swore, we sang that song on, wait, what was it called?
By the way, we had played that song here in Chicago on some morning news and it was totally fine. Yeah. Your city was totally fine.
Yeah. Oh! It was called AM Northwest. That was the name of the show, which is clearly a group decision name.
They were like, we don't want to limit it to Portland. We're just like the whole, you know, and like, well, it's morning show, but like not just the morning. It's like the whole, you know,
you could just picture the whole board meeting of assholes and be like, AM Northwest. So everyone's happy a little bit. But yeah, the guy came back and he was like, I told you not to swear. And we were like, oh my God, what did we say? And he's like, you said limbless. So apparently that's a swear word.
That was so weird. He was so angry.
He was so mad.
Cut from the broadcast.
I know, we were trying so hard not to laugh. You know, like if you get in trouble in class and you're like, you know, he's like, oh my, he's like, you said limbless. And we're like sorry. We gotta go. Ben Vereen was also on that broadcast.
Yeah, Ben Vereen was there.
And we went in the hallway and started laughing, and Ben Vereen was in the hall.
It was pretty awesome. It was like a dream.
Or nightmare.
Ben Vereen was
Ben Vereen.
I don't know, they said limbless was a swear word.
So when we walked out on the stage, I'm pretty sure that there was one thing you guys were thinking, and that is that we are rappers.
Rappers can feel well. We're also really late bloomers, and because of that, we sort of skipped the whole hand job phase of hooking up with people. And then once you're 30, no one will teach you. So we wrote a song about never really figuring it out.
Yeah, I was like trying to do it once, and like the guy was just like, you know what? Just let me do it. Oh, most romantic night of my life. But we did have, there was this fan who saw that we had this song or rap, and he emailed us a link to a how-to. And I was like, awesome, that's so cool. And then I clicked on it, and there was one step. It said, use your mouth.
So DJ, hit us up.
We made this beat ourselves, yo.
That's why it's so good.
This mystery.
I'm the messed up child of a baby boomer. I was in the gifted class, but a total late bloomer. Now I got a secret to get off my chest. Went from kissing to sex, but never learned the rest.
In high school, I was in the marching band, not learning what to do with my hand. While other girls were dripping like a Jackson Pollock, I blossomed later than Maya Bialik.
I'm investigating bones like Deschanel, wanting to stand up like Dave Chappelle. When I stare down the barrel of a semi-hard dick, I feel more singled out than Chris Hardwick. I said he boxed Josh Rock and Isaac Asimov, but I wasn't on the ski bus, jerking people off. Wouldn't let you touch my chest like your vapor rubbing Vixen, let alone deep throat.
your turkey didn't mix it.
I want to learn how to make your water gates flow. I'm raised on Experimenta that I might never know. How to HJ your LB Johnson, no less about dicks than Samantha Ronson. I should have explored new frontiers like Will Wheaton, but I was more conservative than Alex B. Keaton. I've fallen into crisis just like the Dow. I want to give a hand up, but I don't know how. Hand job, hand job, I don't understand job. Do I spit, do I squeeze, do I ever touch the top? How can I learn when you always make me stop? Now I'm on a full-blown investigation to unlock the secrets of ejaculation. I need a translator like I'm reading Balzac to crack the Rosetta Stone over your ballsack.
Something.
I need a good look for you.
This is from a really thick neck. This next song is about, well, a lot of our girlfriends kind of break up with their boyfriends in this manner. Although I feel like it's kind of universal with breakups. Not every breakup is like this, but it's kind of like, well,
everybody does it, but we feel like our girlfriends have no guilt about it. Like, guys kind of know they're being assholes, but our girlfriends, like, it's just our experience, but our girlfriends just have no guilt. And they feel like, what? I don't have to tell him we're breaking up. He'll, like, find out eventually. I was like, no, he noticed he stopped having sex with you. For sure noticed.
But we call it the fadeaway, you know, where you just can kind of text it out of existence. I am guilty. I was guilty of doing that until Ricky had a real good long talk with me. So you were right. I needed to hear that.
We had a lot of resolutions when we turned 30.
Yeah.
And one of hers I gave to her. Most of them were voluntary, but this one was like, you date people for a long time. You can't just not tell them.
So now I have a pre-written letter that I keep in my glove compartment. What was your other big one when you turned 30 was your email to everyone?
Oh, yeah. I sent a mass email to all of my friends and colleagues, and I said, today's my 30th birthday, and as a present to myself, I will no longer be taking or picking anyone up from the airport ever again. I know, right? Because I was just like, I remember the last time I did it, it was like, my friend had a flight at 7 in Long Beach, and I was like, why am I doing this? Like, I would rather give him money for a cab. Like, what is going on with, like, it was just, my time was way too valuable to give up, like, half an afternoon for these people. And so people were a little like, oh, great, thanks a lot. And then a few days later, people started replying to the thing going, me too, I'm not doing that either. That also goes to me. And then we, you know, started taking cabs until Uber came along.
Yeah.
No, no one hasn't.
Uber solved everything. Thank you, Uber. All right, so here goes. on a bunch of dates. I wait to face it discreet.
Wait, sorry. I put the wrong one
already. I'm ready. We've been on a bunch of dates. I wait to face it discreet. And hate that state of forced introspection. We traded when we swapped some sweat. You fingered me a little bit. We never really had a connection. You did nothing wrong. I have no excuse. Just my intuition telling me we shouldn't reproduce. I know I had to end it, but pretended to suspend it. By contending that I'm busy all week. Let the poor guy linger on, text back with an emoticon, withdraw from you by being a bleep. Inside I know my tactics just delay, but I'll wait.
What did I fuck up? Sorry.
No problem. Inside I know my tactics just delay, but I'll do anything so I don't have to say it. I'll draw this out forever like it's Vietnam, then one day I'll be gone like Bambi's mom. Aww. Cause there's the right thing to do. And there's what I'm gonna do. There's so much I should say, but instead, I do the fadeaway. Now pick my talk on a sidewalk, or the polio virus after Jonas Salk, the Jewish guy and Sizzler on Yom Kippur, the Whig Party post Millard Fillmore, the erection of a man on antidepressants, the cash keeping tropes after adolescence, reproductive rights below the Mason Dixon, Native Americans after the barter system, your thyroid gland after Hashimoto, the family in the Back to the Future photo. Yeah, I think we say that men are assholes, we don't communicate. We rebel in our victimhood and amplify our hate. We find ways to be indignant like it's a sport. Then dissect their malignance with the views we distort. The way men break up may be sloppy and terse. What they do is bad, but what we do is worse. We pretend to ourselves it's the nice thing to do, to let you down gently by just not fucking telling you. And deep down we know it's the worst way to play it, but we are what we have. Huge pussies. And women are hypocrites, especially ones in comedy bands. We see our faults, but not our own. Then we wonder why we're all alone. You fill you up with babies, excuses and stalls, but like a baby in China, it's better to have balls. The good wife type like Christine Baranski, so I'll pull out and leave like I'm Roman Polanski. Aww. There's the right thing to do, then there's what I'm gonna do. There's so much I should say, but instead, I do the fadeaway. Fadeaway. Like Virgil Kent fading into Kaiser Sose. The rights in Arizona for a guy named Jose. Opportunities for a college grad. The love between your mom and dad. Peter Rabbit, like a case of Tara. Arabian relations in Serenity era. Black Nikki sales over Heaven's Gate. Summer camp attendance at Penn State. The name made up after World War II. Like Debbie Gibson's pop career. Out of the blue. Yeah, I fade away. Cause I don't want to get to know you. I just want to blow you off.
Joke is the worst joke we've ever written. Every time we do it, I'm like, oh, it's a little much. What? Best joke you've heard all night? Alright then.
Thanks.
Yeah, pretty dark.
It is dark. How's everyone's food? Where are you guys at right now?
I feel like pizza? You know,
they're kind of done, right? Or have you not gotten your food yet? You're done? Oh, that's good.
Okay, cool. So you're just chilling, digesting.
Drinking.
Keep on drinking.
Drunk audiences are the best.
Oh, yeah.
We were just in Colorado, and we were scared the whole audience was going to be high. And then there would just be like a delayed, like... But it was fun.
Yeah, it was great. It was a fun time in Colorado. Yeah, we always have a really great time. I wish we were here longer. We were really in and out of Chicago this time, but we went on that tour, the boat tour the one time.
The architecture.
Yeah,
yeah. We had the best tour guide. She was very
best or weirdest, I don't know. She basically assumed that we were all like the most like knowledgeable, like
she thought we all just got our master's degrees in the history of Chicago. And at some point we just started agreeing. She'd be like, well, you know, the time when Templeton got into office, and we're like,
oh,
Yeah. She's like, that was a crazy time.
And then the best part, though, because she seemed so smart. She was so smart. But then there was one moment where she goes, do you know how many planes have crashed into Lake Michigan?
I'm like, no, how many?
Nobody knows.
You're like, why did you bring, go back to Tumble? Why did she bring it up?
What does that even mean? Like, that has no answer. I don't know.
Yeah, she was so very proud of it, though. She couldn't wait to reveal that there was no answer.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Good city, though. Really like it. Like the pizza. Woo! Or flatbread, is what they call it here.
Do they? Oh, yeah, this restaurant. Yeah. I think they have to call things different things after people who buy them.
Oh.
Things have to be, like, artisanal.
Oh, yeah. Organic. Everything's organic, even if it's not.
Here?
I know, I don't know about here.
Or is that just LA?
In life. I don't know. Is organic a big thing here?
Yeah.
Ish. It's organic-ish.
Kate and I either eat like we're five or like we're millionaires. Nowhere in between. We'll go to like the absolute best restaurant and have like the best glass of champagne, steak, or we'll have like grilled cheese.
Fritos.
And carrots, yeah. Carrot sticks.
Yeah, this next song is about Ricky's bisexual phase in college. Do you want to say anything else about that?
No.
There comes a time in everyone's life when they choose stasis or they choose to grow, to be open to new views and experiences and challenge what they think they know. We don't live in a black and white world, and sexuality exists in the gray. You can't define those roles so rigidly by saying someone's totally straight or totally gay. Cause people are just people, and love today is omnisexual. God, I love this new side of me as a modern heteroflexible. So with the help of a lot of booze, I find a girl when we make out. And it feels the same as kissing a guy, so I don't see what all the fuss is about. We keep hooking up and it feels so good. With my new broad outlook firmly in place, I've come so far, it feels so right. There's a vagina in my face. And I'm like, no!
Oh, yeah, no!
Holy shit, I didn't expect that. I didn't know I'd react that way. I was repelled like negatively charged ions in my minute, feel like I got pricked by a thorn. Cinderella, it's midnight, my coach turned into a woman. I haven't been that close to a vagina since I was born. I thought I understood what was up down there, but it's just so human when you see it up close. It's a messy, visible, secreting organ. Real women genitals are kind of gross, but ugly, smooth, and non-threatening or non-existent like Barbies. Instead of, say, happy and beef and cheddar in the garbage can at Arby's. It's wrinkly and blobby and uneven and messy and kind of pink but also kind of brown with a super aggressive tongue-like hole and a hoodie triangle protruding skin down that's like a weather beam, deflated football or decomposing bloody hair or toothless mouth with gum rotten yeast that's salivating and covered in hair. I knew it smelled weird, but this is extreme, like old French dressing in a salad bar or fire banana Actinia or a dead rotting turtle you left in your car. It reminds me of the smell of my grandma's house or guinea pig with bacterial disease watching from a jar of formaldehyde or fresh potatoes and warm with cheese. Oh god, I can't believe I said that. That was insensitive and immature. I swear I'm not homophobic or anti-woman, just caught off guard for sure. The female anatomy is divine and perfect and should be eternally celebrated and revered for its role as a beautiful vessel wherein all life is created. And when I think about it, oh one of those. Ew.
quite white, Ray.
Thank you. Ray was in our dressing room earlier today, and he has an amazing voice, it turns out.
Actually, Ray.
No, that's not it.
That's not that song.
We were singing that Lisa Love song.
Tuesday, I'm the hero when I want to.
That was just for one special show. You come to too many shows. We try to make them unique, you know what I mean? It's based on what was going on that day.
Alright, well, wait, we'll wait for Ray to come back.
We love you guys!
Thank you!
Where's Ray?
Do you want to sing, Ray?
This is what was going on backstage. Ray, everybody! Everyone knows the song. You can sing along.
Audition and neither of us got the job. Oh, the glamour.
But you got the pictures of the stuffed monkeys.
Oh.
Adam and David know the places. My friends are here who know the stuffed monkeys. Anyway. Hey, guys.
Hey, over there.
My pals.
For everybody else, not.
Should we do this next one?
Why do you always seem so hesitant?
Because I can't remember where we are.
We're at Frozen Lullaby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we're pretty excited because this next song we're nominated for an Emmy.
Isn't that crazy? We were truly surprised. Like, we did not check. And my friend calls us, congratulations. And I was like, on what? He's like, you got nominated for an Emmy. And I go, for what? And he's like, for Frozen Lullaby. I didn't know.
Our special was on Vimeo, So, like, we didn't know that it was available, like, eligible. But, like, it was so exciting. Ricky texted me, and it was like I was reading a different language. I was like, what?
He's like, for what? Yeah, we're up against the Lady Gaga rape song. So, we're definitely going to win. A song by Alan Menken, a song from Empire, and a song from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, so...
Yeah,
if we beat the rape song, that'll be so crazy.
Gaga's been,
this goes out to Gaga
yeah.
and all the people who would have been touched by this award had she gotten it. No, I would never say that. Don't worry. We won't win, but if we did, I would never say that. I would probably let you talk.
Oh my God, no, that was yeah.
Don't what happens to you.
It's not, she sounds kind of like Cher in that song.
You don't know how it feels. I've never heard that song.
Thank you.
It's spot on Cher impression. Can't take it. So this next song is about, Kate and I both got our eggs frozen, and so I don't know if anyone here has done it, but it's this weird sort of painful process where you give yourself shots. But by the way, that's the best way to get over a fear of needles. If you do it to yourself, you're like, oh, it's not that bad. It's fine. So
I couldn't look at needles. I could look at them for the 10 days I had to shoot myself, and then I can't look at them again. They're so
ugh. Oh, well, never mind my earlier anecdote. Oh.
But no, but I mean, for the time you can do it.
Yeah.
Then you do it. Mm-hmm. But now,
ugh. We were talking about if you have a frozen egg baby, which I think is a technical term for what they're called, and they ask you where babies come from, it's a little bit different. And so we wanted to write a lullaby for those special children.
Something that they could sing, you know, along with their mothers at night before they go to bed. I think it's a little bit of a classic for children. Okay.
Mommy, where do babies come from?
It's pretty simple, actually.
When a man doesn't love a woman very, very much, he signs away his paternal rights and jizzes in a cup. And with lots of money and scientific genius, hormones, pain, and of course, Jesus. The process begins the way God intended, with a transvaginal ultrasound, with a wand longer than a ukulele. When it comes out of my body, it makes this sound. Intradermal injections and acute blood thinner and estrogen concurrence, cryopreservation through hormonal activation, and none of it's covered by insurance. Then I'm knocked out and you're removed and combined with a stranger's cum. And as the saying goes, you win some, you dispose of the defective ones in a hazardous waste bin. And then you're frozen until I'm certain it's time to unthaw you into a person. Then you'll expire or you'll make the grave. And that, my darling, that's how babies are made. It's amazing. And now my true. Don't say a word. Mama's gonna freeze you till she gets rich. And when that day finally arrives, you'll be constructed in a petri dish with sperm donor 8W6-3, the silent partner of our family. So hush, little egg baby, don't be sad, just because I never fucked your dad. I know there are orphans everywhere, but I'm going to pretend that isn't real. Don't look at me like that just because I admit it. You had kids and you knew the deal. Yeah, I feel guilty about overpopulation and ruining the environment for forever, but Osama bin Laden had 20 kids, so fuck you, or whatever. Sadly, procreation is not a meritocracy, and we need to prevent a real-life idiocracy. Though it may be the ultimate form of narcissism, it's also a way to reverse Darwinism. I want all the stuff, I don't need to make a bucket list. It doesn't make me greedy, it just makes me a feminist. Now I'm thinking back to all the guys I've dated. If they heard the song, they'd fucking hate it. Hush, little egg baby, don't you cry. You'll have the best jeans mommy can buy. I don't wanna wait till I get in dire straits. My friends say if I want kids, I should go out on some dates. But these working bitches don't have time to leave it to the fates. The world deserves more Rickies. And the world deserves more Kates. So hush, little egg baby, dad's overrated. He did what mattered when he masturbated. Hush, little egg baby, just hold old firm. Mama's gonna buy you designer sperm. And if that sperm gives you random traits, Mama's gonna test your DNA. And if your DNA doesn't make things clear, Mama's gonna just have to live in fear. And if that fear turns into guilt, Mama's gonna hold on to what we built. And if I hold too tight as a suffocate, I'll buy you lots of things to overcompensate. And if that overcompensation's too transparent, I'll pretend it's somehow better with no male parent. And if you say, but Mom, who's my dad? I'll say, I don't know, it's just too bad. And if that badness puts a hole in your heart, I wanna make it up to you, but won't know where to start. I'll probably start by saying it's just you and me, and there's no such thing as a normal family, so fuck being normal, let's do this shit. Mama's gonna freeze till she gets rich.
Okay, we have three more songs for you guys. We feel like we've done a song about hand dogs, a song about almost cuddling us. And so now we need to do a song about blowjobs, just to make it all equal.
We don't have a song about fingering.
No, wait, we do!
We do, yeah.
Never mind, we got everything covered.
Well, it's reference, but I mean, can you really take that into like a 3-minute thing?
I don't know, we've managed to do that with all the other ones.
That's true. We can really stretch a joke.
So this song is a stream of consciousness song, what you think about when you're blowing someone. And it starts like, I'll say like 3 or 4 minutes in. And you're like, and you're still like fine, but you're also like, oh, okay.
You know. You're hanging in there, but you're almost like, just can't go on. You know, start thinking about groceries. How many more emails do I need to send? Okay.
I've been down here such a long, long time. My neck is at a weird angle and I don't love the view. I've been working hard here, not sure what else to do. Maybe I'll try eye contact.
Over soon and I can go to
I just chag, I hate chagging, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, I did it again.
Who was the first woman to put a dick in her mouth? So avant-garde, what a pioneer. God, I don't know anything about the history of women. If a hipster comes on someone's face, does he make it in a figure eight like little cum glasses? Pearl Vision. I want to make you feel good. And stopping now would feel kind of wrong. I want to make you feel good, but only if it doesn't take too long. What should I do? My mouth is so dry. Is it considered lubricant if I start to cry? If my dad told me now, I would feel so bad. Oh my God, stop thinking about my dad. The time I'm here, I'm willing to do is directly proportional to how much I like you. I feel like you should know that and hurry up, cause guess what? I don't like you that much. Or maybe I do. Who are you?
Seriously, who are you?
I'm 36 years old and I forgot who I'm blowing. I can't be down here any longer with not knowing. You got one of those dicks that I can't seem to place. I'll pretend to take a deep breath and look up at your face. Oh, it's Derek! I wanna make you feel good. Stop it now, I feel kind of wrong. I wanna make you feel good, but only if it doesn't take too long. Silence in such a long time. Is this the first time I've stopped talking in like 2 years? Am I talking to fill the void of a great big empty? Am I always like so I don't have to face my fears? Do I really need a dick in my mouth to stop talking? Don't I ever shut the fuck up? God, I'm so sick of myself. I need to talk to my therapist about why I talk so much. Am I scared of silence?
la 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 la, that went on for way too long. I'm gonna distract myself with my favorite sexy song. I like dogs, I like it when they bark. I like dogs, I like it when they wag their tail.
Of Justin Bieber with Snoop Dogg, and they cut it out of the broadcast, but we were there live, and Snoop stopped his set, and he looks at my friend, and he's like, "You're sexy." And he's going on and on, he's like, "You're funny," and he's on and on about my friend. So right afterwards, she's like, "Do you want to sing our theme song?" He said, "Yes."
Pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. Somebody had requested that we sing, they wrote on Twitter, not that I would even begin to know how to play it, the song we wrote for your show, for, the one, the Fuck You in
Fuck
Heaven.
You in Heaven? Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know how to play that.
Me neither. Fuck You in Heaven. That's all we know.
We wrote a song for Another Period this year that's, I'm dating my twin brother on the show. And I feel like the best way for us to be together is we both kill ourselves and then we can have all the sex we want in heaven. So it's a flawless plan. It's called Fuck You in Heaven. Kate and I wrote it.
I just forgot that this dress had pockets and I put my hand in. Guys! Well, Mickey, later, drinks are on me.
Nice.
$15 yeah, let's do it. Oh, right. I love dresses with pockets. They really make my day.
It's such a treat.
What? Everything should.
But I feel like dresses with pockets are only for straight-hipped girls. Don't you think? Yeah, they are. Because they sort of like... Whoa! This is a heated debate.
I like pockets! I just wondered if they meant, if they thought you meant like not gay, hip, like cool girls. Because you said straight hip girls.
Straight hip girls. I don't know if that's the term. What do you call someone? What?
I love pockets.
You guys, you heard it here first. That's indescribable.
You have two left pockets. One word there to say. So, has anyone ever heard of God's loophole? Well, for those of you who don't know, it's Christian girls who stay virgins till they're married, but have anal sex because it's not specifically stated in the Bible that they can't. So.
Sorry. I don't know if she's still excited about the pockets or if God's loophole is now the thing, but yeah.
I don't care either way. Is that bad? I'm
so
ready
yeah,
to move on from her.
Well, we thought that since, you know, staying pure through anal, we were like, that sounds interesting, let's write a song about it.
So there it is.
All my life, I've been good to what my mom and dad and God say I should. Go to church and Bible school to live by God's rule. So whatever people tell me that the Bible tells me, I will do. Walk the halls of my school with my purity ring. I'm like those other girls, I got my morals in check. It was easy to do till I got a boyfriend. And pardon my French, but he's cute as heck. But I made a pact to keep my hymen intact, and Jesus and I are tight. Never learned about the birds and bees. I was taught to keep an aspirin in between my knees, cause the Bible says premarital sex is wrong. And Jason says that guys can't wait that long. I don't want to lose him to someone who'll do him. I need to figure something out. Well, there's a loophole in the scripture that works really well, so I can get in love without going to hell. It's my Hail Mary, full of grace. In Jesus' name we go to fifth base. Thank you for making me holy, and thank you for giving me holes to choose from. And since I'm not a godless whore, he'll have to come in the back door. Therefore, fuck me in the ass, cause I love Jesus. The good Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of a throbbing rationalization. It's just between you and me, cause everyone knows it's the sex that God can't see. It's hard to be as he, to resist the urge to lose my vaginal virginity, to wait until my marriage bed, to give my husband my unsullied maidenhead. So take your cock out, shove it in my ass, fuck me until you come. Oops, I mean, let's join our souls and unite our bodies and fly with the wings of God. Whatever you do, don't touch my clitoris. If you ring Satan's doorbell, God can't ignore this. I can swing and put it in. Birth control's for sluts and it's a sin. I've emptied my bowels, I've laid out the towels, I'm ready for romance. Now I'm praying to the power that's the highest, but of all of my souls, this one's the driest. But we can't procreate if we anally copulate, and God's okay with sodomy, but only if you're straight. Bible tells me to, except for the parts that I choose to ignore because they're unrealistic and inconvenient, but the rest I live by for sure. So let's not talk about how the good book and shellfish, polyester, and divorce, and how it condones slavery, killing gays, because those parts don't count, of course. Let's cherry pick the part about losing my chariot, mine, and for ambiguities and omissions, to circumvent any real sacrifice, but still feel prized my arbitrary parented position. And don't you dare question my convictions, and don't look closely at the contradictions. Just focus on the sacrificial crucifixion and have faith in its complete jurisdiction as the only way to measure if you're good or not. And in a debate, just say to have faith, because when up against logic, it's the only card you got. So close your eyes, take a deep breath, and fuck me in the ass because I love Jesus. Because the Lord would want it that way. Give me that sweet sensation of an irrational rationalization. It's just between you and me, because everyone knows it's see. Yeah, my chastity belt has locks, but sometimes you need to think outside the box.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
thank you so much for coming from the bottom of our hearts. We truly appreciate it. We cannot believe that we sing dick jokes on our couch from on YouTube and then we get to do this. It's really like, it's amazing every time, so thank you. And thank you, City Winery, for having us.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
As referenced by Ray singing, it's clearly been a lovely experience, so. Well, what do we do? Okay, so here's my dilemma. So, do you guys know 2931? Okay, so we're gonna do that song. But here's my dilemma. So we have another show after this, and if every time I yell this song, I lose my voice.
Use your diaphragm.
So
we've got a singing teacher, and then someone needs to sit bucket. Yeah. So,
but we ran into so no joke. Kate and I were taking a walk before the show. And we're walking down the street, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Because we actually didn't know. Kate and I don't read anything. We're like, we're so dumb. We don't look at anything. We didn't know there was two shows. Because I can't do two shows in a day doing 2931. So we're walking around, and I'm like, what do we do? And then a guy on the sidewalk, I don't know if you're here, he was like, can I sing along to 2931? Oh, this guy.
I'm like,
yes, you can. So if anyone wants to help me, I'm going to yell, but not pull out. So if anyone knows this song, I would love for you guys to sing along and help me out.
I got you.
Especially you.
Guys, this is making me so happy already, and we haven't even started.
So in this song, Kate and I play the same woman 2 years apart singing about love.
I'm 29.
And I'm 31
in this song.
Yeah.
Okay. The song is called 2931. For the first time in my life, I see it clearly. I realize the power of being a woman. 29 years old and time's on my side. In my prime, I've hit my stride. I've got so much charisma and so many options. It's nice to always have my pick.
There's nobody left! I'm all alone! Oh my God!
I just feel really pretty. I'm holding out for someone who meets my standards. Won't settle for anything less than perfect. I know what I want, and I can have it. I'm surrounded by love and peace.
There's nobody left! I'm all alone! Why did I wait? What's wrong with me? In 2 short years, I'm gonna be 33. Who the hell will want me then? My ovaries are shrinking. I'm disgusting, and everyone feels bad for me. And I never get invited to dinner parties anymore.
Things unfold when they're supposed to, cause everything happens for a reason. It'll happen for me when I'm not even looking. He'll just appear, and I'll just know, and he'll love me forever without any work. Who needs to try when things are meant to be?
There's nobody left! You have lots of seduction, idiot! You think you're so special because people tell you that now, but that'll stop and be replaced with looks of pity.
I deserve to make my life complete. The world is a buffet of love.
Oh, what? You think biological reality doesn't apply to you and your adorable cocoon of angelsness? Well, it does. Well, you're just waiting around and focusing on you. Guess what? You're gonna miss your window!
Everything happens for a reason. You know I truly believe that.
Yeah, you said that before.
Oh my God, it does though. Everything happens for a reason.
What about the Haitian earthquake or cellulite on skinny women?
Just say, hey universe, I'm ready. It'll happen when you least expect it.
Well, I don't expect it at all now, so I guess it's right around the corner.
Maybe you're putting out the wrong vibe. Maybe you're closed off to love. Let me tell you a secret. It's called the secret.
Here's another secret. You're an asshole.
Your negativity is a self-fulfilling prophecy. The reason things go well for me is because of positivity.
One positive fertility always begins to attribute. An infantile fantasy eclipses to reality.
It never once occurred to me that things will work out perfectly. When God closes a door, you see, he opens a window.
You realize that's a smaller opening, right? You used to be able to walk out a door. Now you have to climb out some slightly ajar window somewhere, possibly going like 20 stories to your death. That is not an upgrade. And you know what else?
There's no reason!
Life is
over.